This is Today in History, June the 20th. On this day in 1782, Congress approved the Great Seal of the United States, featuring the emblem of the bald eagle. Also on this day in 1863, West Virginia became the 35th state. In 1893, a jury in New Bedford, Massachusetts, found Lizzie Borden not guilty of the axe murders of her father and stepmother. And in 1921, U.S. Rep. Alice Mary Robertson became the first woman to preside over a session of the House of Representatives. On this day in 1943, race-related rioting erupted in Detroit. Federal troops were sent in 2 days later to quell the violence that resulted in more than 30 deaths. And in 1948, the variety series Toast of the Town, hosted by Ed Sullivan, debuted on CBS television.
Rosemary Clooney, Margaret Truman, Martin Lewis all made their TV debuts on Toast. How do we get them first? Well, often performers from our show tip me off. Nancy Crompton, our brilliant little ballerina, once phoned me from Buffalo to sign an unknown boy singer. The unknown was Johnny Ray. So for TV first, tune in on Toast to the Town.
Also on this day in 1967, boxer Muhammad Ali was convicted in Houston of violating selective service laws by refusing to be drafted and was sentenced to 5 years in prison. In 1977, the first oil began flowing through the recently completed Trans-Alaska Pipeline. On this day in 1988, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously upheld a New York City law making it illegal for private clubs with more than 400 members to exclude women and minorities. In 1990, South African Black nationalist Nelson Mandela and his wife Winnie arrived in New York City for a ticker tape parade in their honor as they began an 8-city U.S. tour. And on this day, in 1975, the film Jaws is released.
What we are dealing with here is a perfect engine, an eating machine.
We're not only going to have to close the beach, we're going to have to hire somebody to kill the shark.
Bad fish, but I'll catch him and kill him.
Did you hear your father? On the water now!
This shark, swallow you whole.
On June 20th, 1975, director Steven Spielberg's masterpiece Jaws was released, and soon many were afraid to go in the water. Jaws, the story of a great white shark that terrorizes a New England resort town, was filmed on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, and suffered many delays and technical difficulties. However, Jaws was an instant hit and became the highest-grossing film in movie history. The film was nominated for an Academy Award in the Best Picture category and also won three Oscars: Best Film Editing, Best Original Score, and Best Sound. Steven Spielberg was only 27 years old when he directed Jaws, and his breakthrough film made him well-known among the Hollywood crowd. One of the highest-grossing movies of all time, Jaws, released June 20th, 1975, on this day in history.